Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional. Everybody, welcome back to the SMB Community Podcast. This is James Kernan with Kernan Consulting, and I've got a very, very special guest today. We're going to talk about AI, right? We're going to talk about tips and tricks and how to get yourself trained and how to apply what we've learned from an AI guru, Ms. Leslie Dewey. Leslie is the CEO of Sweetwater Street. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Good to see you again. Excited for today's interview. So I appreciate you being here. So before we dig into AI, there's a lot of questions I've got for you. Can you tell the audience a little bit more about your background? So for those that haven't met you yet, just so they get a chance to meet you.
Sure. So my background is kind of grew up in media, in television, radio, broadcast, worked for Yahoo for a while in national sales.
Okay.
So that's really my main background. And then I fell into the security space. So I was I moved into the security space and commercial security access control and cameras in 2017. That kind of recently threw me into the AI world a little bit, just because there's so much AI technology that happens within security cameras now.
Right.
Where we can use that tech to find specific people in specific instances.
Right. Right. And you're based in Omaha, Nebraska.
I am.
Right. In the heartland, right in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And then, so tell everybody a little bit more about Sweetwater Street.
So Sweetwater Street, really the goal of Sweetwater Street is to become, to help people become more AI literate and learn how to, I really focus a lot on AI literacy, doing small group workshops and talking to oftentimes small business owners about how to use AI. And the different opportunities that are out there to streamline what they're working on, to strategize, there's just a million different things you can do with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And as we've been chatting earlier, you know, it changes every day. It seems like there's new companies, things are moving very quickly. So, so you kind of got into AI really through your security background, right?
I did. Yes, we started using it. In the security space. And I became very passionate about it. It moves very fast. It solves a lot of problems. It's different every day. I'm an avid student of AI.
There you go. And how did you get yourself trained? What are some things that you did to elevate your expertise?
Yeah, I am constantly training because, as you said, it changes every day. But I am still a continuing student of a program called SmarterX. It's a company called SmarterX in the AI Academy.
Okay.
So I'm continuing to earn certifications through the AI Academy. And then I listen to a lot of podcasts. I do a lot of research every day.
I'm afraid to ask this question because everybody's going to just freak out, I'm sure, at the answer, but just approximately, if you were to make a crazy guess, how many hours of research, training, and reading do you think that you've put in just to AI?
Oh my gosh. Thousands.
Yeah. Yeah. I was expecting
thousands. I have a hard time shutting it off, honestly.
Yeah. Well, it's addicting too, in a positive way, in a good way, because we're all eager to learn more, but you know, many of our listeners, you know, are really busy business owners, and mm-hmm. and that's a struggle for them. They just don't have the time or bandwidth to do that, or they don't know where to go. So I'm glad that we've got companies like yours that can help us. So so at a high level, how are you seeing AI benefit businesses?
Oh my gosh, at a high level, I think there's a lot of different things you can do with it. I think just automations in general, when it comes to, you know, everything from answering your phone for you and taking notes for you, throwing that into service orders and sharing that out to technicians, strategizing on, you know, you may want to move into a new market and how can I move into a new market and what does that look like?
Right. Right. I love it. So you had shared with me earlier that you just recently had a sit down workshop with just a couple business owners at a table. And tell me a little bit more about that conversation so people can understand I don't know, your approach and some of the things that you would talk about in a consultation meeting?
Sure. They really just didn't know where to start. I mean, I've created just a short presentation that's very just kind of a back and forth conversation, but just about what AI is, what some of the opportunities are. I think the biggest thing is it's so overwhelming for a lot of people, and you're so busy working in and on your business, you don't have time to stop and look at what could I automate and how do I do that and who I talk to. So that's really the conversation I have. Just at a very, the feedback I got for that from that particular one was, you made me not feel stupid about it, which honestly was flattering to me, just because that's the whole point, is to make it not scary and to, you know, really just expose people to it. Because what I find is once the wheels start turning, they're like, oh, I could do that with it, or maybe I could do that with it, or
I love it. Kind of, I love it.
Spurring those ideas.
So what are some other tips and tricks, just kind of big picture tips and tricks that you could share with the audience to give them a little taste?
Yeah, I'll tell you, one of the things that I started doing literally this week is, like, with ChatGPT, and I told you earlier, I kind of bounce between ChatGPT and Gemini. One of the first things I would say is find a safe sandbox to play in. And when I say that, pick one. Try to pick one and stick with it, because it really does learn what you're talking about. It learns your business. It learns how to interact with you. So that'd be the first thing that I would say, is pick one that you really, that kind of resonates with you and that you find easy to use.
Okay.
Yeah. And then specifically within, you know, within Gemini, Banana is a big new thing in the last month or two. Banana is the image generator. I write articles for various things. I then go out to Banana within Gemini, and I tell it to create an image that goes with that article. And it creates these beautiful images that are hyper-realistic. And
So I think you're hinting at an important point. You know, my limited experience, I'm not near to the level of you, but I play around with AI every day, but it seems like it's the different tools are fairly laser focused, where you can do a handful of things, like create content, text content would be one. I'm talking about ChatGPT, and then Banana, for example, is an image generator. Mm-hmm. I haven't really seen, and then I know some of the tools all talk to each other, but it's not like there's one place that it can do everything. It seems like you've got to use multiple tools to do different things. Is that?
Yeah, I think that's where we'll eventually end up. That's what I'm, I think that everybody, they're all fighting to be the one app that does everything for you. But I think right now, yes, it's a little bit segmented in knowing which place to go in order to create video versus audio versus, you can use Notebook LM, for instance, to create a podcast out of nowhere. So there's, yes, knowing kind of which ones to play with and where, which buttons to click helps.
And are some of the primary platforms, I know there's not tons of them, there's a handful really, but ChatGPT, I think, is one, Microsoft Copilot, Gemini, right? Those would be three of the big ones.
Gemini, Claude from Anthropic. That one is a little bit more programmer based. Grok, of course, Elon's Grok is another one. I don't live as much in Grok personally, but for no other reason than I just have become very familiar with ChatGPT and Gemini, and those two kind of know me.
Yeah, love it, love it. All right, and then of things that we haven't talked about yet, what other application? Because I love your training has a lot of application of, like, oh, tell me about your business, walk through some of your processes, and like, oh, you could use this tool to do XYZ and this other tool to do ABC. Maybe give one more example of something we haven't chatted about yet.
I would absolutely say, if you haven't done a deep research project in Gemini, I would do that. Deep research is an amazing tool that you go in and give it a prompt. You can even ask it to help you write the prompt if you need it to. About, for instance, the company I sat down with the other day, like I said, they're looking at expanding into the Texas market. They don't really know the Texas market. They know the Omaha market for what their service is. So I said, we go in and do a deep research project about Texas, about who are your competitors in that market. Doing a competitive research project within deep research is amazing. It literally sits in the background and just works for, 10, 15 minutes on your prompt, and then delivers you this beautiful, 20, 30 page document with a glossary showing you everything that you need to know about that particular thing that you want to dive into.
Okay. Okay. And have you seen anyone maybe that you've worked with in the past leveraging AI as more of a marketing lead gen or a differentiator that, hey, my team is AI trained, or kind of using that in their elevator pitch or their marketing language? Have you seen anyone do that yet?
I personally haven't, unfortunately, seen anyone do that yet. I certainly know that having the conversation about being AI forward versus AI first is something that we talk a lot about.
Right.
I'm firmly in the camp of being AI forward. And you'll start to kind of notice that as people talk about their companies.
Yeah.
AI first implies you're taking the human element out. And I think that the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway I have with AI is to be human first.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. And there was a great quote that I had heard from a friend, Sharon Sobel, in the industry. And I was reading her newsletter, and one of the quotes that she had said, you know, is, AI isn't going to take our jobs, but an AI trained human will.
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah. And I do too. It just makes so much sense when I heard it that way. It's like, oh, that's a pretty simple message. And that's what we've been messaging out to the audience, you know, encouraging them to leverage AI. So, and this is something we haven't talked about before, but from your vantage point, have you seen anyone monetize AI? I mean, besides your consulting company, right? Have you seen anyone try to monetize? And what I mean by that is, once they get trained on something, you know, providing services around it, maybe training or process development, you know, managing their data. Have you seen anyone try to monetize AI?
Oh, I think there's literally thousands of people out there that are monetizing AI. I can tell you, just being a continued student of AI and teaching AI, the hardest part is kind of cutting through all of that of who's really teaching you and giving you the tools that are usable in your own business.
Yeah.
I think I struggle with that myself, because I'm bombarded with AI. You know, learn this, learn this, do this, do that. And it changes so quickly. So yes, there's a lot of people out monetizing it.
Yeah, it does. And that's that specifically, one, there's a couple problems around this. Like you just said, it changes every day, and it's so overwhelming. It's hard to get caught up and stay semi up to speed on AI in general. And then I have seen a lot of people, you know, put time and energy into it, but they haven't really figured out how to monetize it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our listeners, we've talked kind of in three areas of how I think AI could benefit your business. One, like I'd hinted at before, I think AI as a competitive advantage in your marketing message, I think is really important. And hint, hint, for the listeners that don't have AI yet up on your homepage of your website, make sure you update your website. If you're out talking about AI, people are going to visit your website. And if your website doesn't say anything about it, that's kind of a no-no. So I think it's a great lead gen opportunity.
I would agree.
For you. And then one thing we talked about in our last mastermind, we actually had a workshop around monetizing AI, and it kind of came down to a lot of the technology companies just selling, you know, ChatGPT or Microsoft Copilot as a project to their current customers, instead of a lot of people feel obligated to kind of, for their contractual managed clients, to kind of offer those services for free. A light bulb went off in my head when we talked about selling it as a project, because projects are all new billable, even to existing clients. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a great one. And then something, Leslie, we've talked about before is the importance of securing all that data, because a lot of these AI tools. So just securing the data and managing those clients, that's the recurring opportunity here as well, once you get up to speed. But yeah, you want to talk a little bit more about the data exposure challenge?
Yeah, there's a huge data exposure risk that's talked about a lot. And I think that's what keeps people scared of it, and rightfully so. In some instances, you'll hear the term guardrails. You know, make sure your guardrails are in place. I think people don't even necessarily know how to identify the guardrails.
Right.
But you know, AI is right now one of the leading sources of enterprise data leaks. If you think about, you know, you mentioned Copilot. One of the things that these large corporations are doing is, yes, our employees have access to Copilot, we're paying for 1,000 licenses for Copilot, but they're not teaching them how to use it.
Right.
So, and they're not teaching them how to use it responsibly. So I think that's really, really critically important. A real world example is, you know, you give a salesperson access to an AI and they load their client documents into AI in order to work on a proposal or, you know, rewrite emails or something. And they inadvertently exposed proprietary data to the AI, and it's now out there. So it's a big deal. You definitely need to be aware of what's being of the fact that your employees know what's okay to upload and what's not, and don't just give it access to your Google Drive.
Right.
Yeah, scary. Exactly.
Yeah, that's so important. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, hey, I've got a million other questions we don't have time for, unfortunately. So I'll have to maybe get you back on the program again. Look forward to future chats. But great content, Leslie. How can people get in touch with you if they're interested in learning more about how they could work with you?
Thank you. I would love to help. Certainly, you can find me on LinkedIn, Leslie Dewey, LesleyDewey. You can go to my site, Sweetwater Street. It's sweetwaterst.com or Leslie at Sweetwater Street. It's sweetwaterst.com, Lesley.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. And we'll make sure we drop your contact information in the show notes on the website as well. But Leslie, thank you so much for being on the program. It's great to see you again.
Thank you. Great to see you. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this interesting or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. We would love to hear from you, so reach out anytime on the website at smbcommunitypodcast.com.